Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
Nick, limits will never let us forget that fine moment. How are you? Is he there?
I am doing well, Joe. And yeah, he will never let us live it down, will he? He does it every time I come on with him or you.
I think it's a tradition.
It was actually a great moment. We have a lot to talk about here. I just got handed some statistics about the Steelers' season. They've been outgained by opponents, this is from Warren Sharp, Sharp Analysis, by 417 yards this season. The only team that's been outgained worse is the Titans, yet, Sharp says, they're 2-1, and why? And the clear answer for him is turnovers. They have 27 points off turnovers. They have allowed 0 points off turnovers, and this continues a trend. But there's also a larger question mixed in here, Nick. We had a caller yesterday who wonders if this turnover culture, the obsession with turnovers, as advantageous as it clearly is, also sometimes costs the Steelers in tackling technique and such things. I don't even know what my question is. Where do you stand on all of that? How the hell are they 2-1 being outgained the way they are? And what about the turnover culture and the obsession with it?
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-1, large part because of turnovers. They're also elite red zone offense right now. They are second only behind the Philadelphia Eagles in red zone offense and touchdown percentage. Mm. So when they get the red zone, they score. And I think that's a big thing. And so they are like winning on the margins in the weirdest ways. Here's the thing about turnover culture. I think every team wants lots of turnovers, and I think every team tries to do that. There are lots of really elite defenses, Joe, that don't actually turn the other team over. There's a lot of really good defenses that don't do that. The Steelers, I think, are correct in the way they do that. I actually think they're struggling and tackling for a few reasons. I think, one, this defense isn't very fast. I think it's a slower defense than it is in years past. Like, last year they were great. I thought they were a fast defense, but they had other issues across the way. And I really think communication's the big area where they are struggling with. I don't know why they keep struggling with communication. I get it. They're kind of putting in new blitzes, and they're trying out different things on the back end with coverages. But Brian Flores, and if you ever watch Brian Flores in Vikings game, you see them move around and do so many different things. Well, he had new personnel too, and they're fluid already through 3 weeks. They're not busting coverages out there. So why does it take 4 weeks, 5 weeks to install new things when you've had 3 to 4 months? And I think that's been the biggest thing. Missed tackles, I think, are oftentimes very much kind of a volatile statistic. They often come up and come down. The Steelers generally, I think in some of their moves this offseason, just did not prioritize tackling. Juan Thornhill is not a good tackler, for example, and he's one of the guys that is high on that list. So I don't think turnover culture is the reason they struggle. I do think, though, the communication issues, the coaching of how that is installed, however that is, and kind of the way they utilize some of their players, because some of them are out of position, is far more of a bigger issue than, say, the turnover culture taking away from other things like tackling.
I think the turnover culture is the single biggest reason that they've stayed afloat here recent years. Yeah. Their actual record is not great over the last 4 years, including the playoff debacles. They're 40-33-1 with a minus point differential. If you look at every deep analytic, they've actually outplayed what their record should be based on analytics. And I think the turnovers are the only logical reason for that. You know what I mean? Like their heads are barely above water as it is, Nick.
It 100% is. And Mike Tomlin, I tweeted the statistic out on Sunday, is 106-65-2 in one score games. That's absurd. Like, do you know how hard it is to win one score games at that clip? And over, I think, the past 4 years, I believe he is right now 15 games over 500 in one score games. Again, absurd statistic. And the reason is he has this kind of formula he uses on the margins, and turnovers are such a huge part of that. Big plays in terms of sacks, TJ Watt and Cam Hayward and those likes have certainly contributed to that. Just having negative plays, even though they give up big plays and they don't have a ton of big plays on the other side of the ball. Really, it's come down to not turning the ball over much, right? When they had Kenny Pickett, that offense was tough to watch, but what did they not do? They didn't turn the ball over very much. And so they put these teams on long fields and they got turnovers on defense. And that's the margin game. And that's why they're 9-8, 10-7, 8-8. But they're still getting blown out in the playoffs because it's not necessarily always an equalizer against really good talent.
Right.
Because these guys in the playoffs generally are good at taking care of the football. How else do they get there? Really, when you look at their kind of formula to beat the Ravens before last year when they lost twice, Lamar Jackson and that offense just turned the ball over a lot. That's why they won those games. And so, yeah, that's been a big part of their formula, and that's why they're staying afloat. But to what end? To what end?
Well,
is there really a tangible outcome?
Yeah, that's the question. Although I've watched two of the Ravens' three games, and they got their own set of questions. I'm sure you saw the game last night. You probably saw the game against Buffalo. The Steelers, you know, they win this week. They go to 3-1. The Ravens are in Kansas City. You can build a nice little two-game lead early in the season and really give yourself a realistic shot at the division. What do you think of the Ravens, and what do you think of the Steelers' chances in this division, given the Ravens' struggles and given the fact that Cincinnati, I think anyway, is done?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the Ravens, their schedule's going to get easier, so I think that will help, and they're a very good team still. I think there's no doubt about it. I think what we are seeing right now in a large part is, one, their defensive backfield, their coverage, yikes. Marlon Humphrey looks rough this year.
He does.
They don't really have an answer next to Kyle Hamilton. Roquan Smith has taken a noticeable dip, and they've had some injuries up front, and I think that's been a big thing. And I don't think their scheme's that good. I'm not a big Zach Orr fan, who's their DC. So they're susceptible defensively. Offensively, I think they are still – generally pretty good, but their O-line has some questions to answer too. So they are susceptible. I will say that. I think they are not as good as they were last year. Certainly the wagon that the Steelers faced, I think in the wild card round, they are not. I do think the Steelers have some favorable things on their schedule. They have a lot of bad teams coming up. They have backup quarterbacks twice. They face the Browns twice, just like the Ravens do. But those all work in the Steelers' favor. And sure, the Steelers have tough games against the Bills, the Packers, the Lions, and the like. But the Ravens have to face those teams too. And the Steelers have some soft teams built into their schedule that are going to allow them to pad some wins. And I think that is something that if they can stay afloat, at least gives them a chance. I still think, and I will say this right now, I still will give the Ravens the edge. I just think that they have more firepower. I'll probably bet more on Lamar to at least win the division in the regular season. But let's be real. The Bengals right now, that defense isn't very good. Jake Browning is going to sink eventually. And the Browns, I mean, look at the Browns offense. The Browns offense is terrible. So I think the Steelers do have a legit chance here if they can keep it up on the margins. 11-6 might win you the division. It might. So we'll see if they can get there.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Nick Faribault from PennLive.com. So if I gave you the choice right now to face J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz, we know the Steelers are going to see Wentz. Which one would you choose? Like, do you think they would have been better off with McCarthy in there?
I mean, McCarthy has more ability to win with his legs, which I think has been an issue for the Steelers. And Wentz played well last week, but has – I call it a kind of a chaos gene, which is he can throw the game away. I think McCarthy doesn't have that necessarily in him. He just kind of has a gene where they don't do anything more than anything. But Wentz will throw picks and fumble and is susceptible to really bad plays.
Yeah.
Like if there's a quarterback that's going to throw the Steelers the game to them, it's going to be Carson Wentz. So I actually think I would probably rather have Carson Wentz. I think McCarthy is a young player that's growing and you never know when it's going to click like that. And his mobility is a different factor for the Steelers, and they've struggled with the mobility so far this year with Fields and May when they faced them. So I'll take Wentz, even though when Wentz is good, he can be – he has the higher highs, but he can throw the game away. And so, you know, this is a really good Vikings team, and the roster's better than the Steelers. But if you're looking at why would they win, I mean, Carson Wentz could easily throw them two or three picks and get them rolling in a really good direction.
Earlier today, Nick, we were talking about the disappearance of Pat Freiermuth, the $12 million man. They just signed him before last season, and he's playing less than he ever has in his whole career, 56% of the snaps. What's happening there?
What's happening with the whole tight end room is really the question, Joe. It's not just Pat. I mean, Pat definitely has not been utilized at a high level. He and Rodgers are clearly not on the same page. I mean, you saw that third down where – he was supposed to sit down and Rodgers got on him. And then the next time they tried to hook up on a third down, Rodgers threw it behind him. And there's not a great chemistry there. But the whole tight end room right now is not being used a lot. Jonnu is barely being used. He's kind of just become a screen, pop pass, jet sweep guy. Darnell's only getting seam balls and balls that are in the red zone on fades. This is a tight end room that they invested a lot in. And they're playing the most two tight end sets in the league. They're playing the fourth most three tight end sets in the league. But, Joe, all they're doing is going out there and blocking, really, and running cardio right now. The passing game has largely been through Jalen Warren and DK Metcalf. Metcalf has received a lot of targets, though those haven't always been productive either. And so with Freiermuth, I think the specifics with him are they are kind of utilizing him more in line as a blocker right now, because Smith is kind of the more receiver type. So he's getting the more manufactured touches. And what's happening with Muth is when he is actually running routes, I think it's clear right now he and Rodgers do not have a great rapport. And so it just hasn't been productive. And he's had opportunities. I mean, he dropped the ball against the Seahawks on that beautiful pass. And then he had two opportunities here against New England. And one was on him, one was on Rodgers. So that's got to get worked out. But this team needs to utilize the tight ends more, period. All three of them should be utilized way more than they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
And then there's DK Metcalf and getting the ball down the field. And it certainly appeared to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Nick, that the game plan, perhaps, or simply the way Rodgers went into this game with a certain mindset, was all about protecting and insulating an offensive line that has been overmatched. In other words, I don't think he wanted to get killed in this game. So the design appeared to be, let's get rid of the ball really quickly so this team that leads the NFL in sacks doesn't dismember me.
That's part of it. The O-line has been overmatched. They played, as you'd mentioned, tons of quick game. No player in the NFL has thrown more passes behind the line of scrimmage than Aaron Rodgers this year. He leads the league in that. He leads the league in passes thrown underneath 10 yards, too. So lots of quick game, ton of screens. The screen game has just been utilized a ton in this one. With Metcalf, it's really been either go balls down the sideline or screens and nothing in between. It's kind of interesting. Their design right now in the gun, whenever they go into shotgun or empty, it's all the Rodgers Jets stuff. It's all the same stuff you saw last year in New York. And then when they get under center, it's all Arthur Smith. But it's only the bootleg stuff, right? It's not the drop-back passing game. It's not the actual kind of fullness of his play-action game. I think the offensive line's part of it. I think the fact that they don't really know personally how to utilize all the personnel together is part of it. The fact that they can't run the ball well, I think, is a big part of it as well. So the offensive line has been a significant issue. I also just don't think Arthur Smith has taken chances yet. And I think at some point you need to take chances and see what happens. It's been conservative play calling, I think, in a large part of that. And that's probably Aaron asking for that too. But I'd be interested to see if they can get a downfield passing attack going. I mean, Rodgers' average depth of target in their two wins, Joe, is 4.4 yards and 5.1 yards. It's just not a sustainable model.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the 2021 Big Ben offense that we saw, the kind of short yard stuff. Teams would come up and start playing it.
Right.
It's not sustainable. So they got to get a deep passing game going. They got to get a downfield passing attack going. And that doesn't mean they have to throw deep post 30 yards down the field. I'm just asking for a 15-yard dig. I'm asking for a 15-yard slant here and there. So they need to mix up this passing offense. Even if they don't trust the O-line, they have to try it. They need to see what happens because this offense is going to hit the sputters sooner rather than later if they don't.
Yeah, and that was my thought when Rodgers signed, was it's going to be very similar to late-stage Ben. And honestly, I think that's what it's been. But in a related story to the offensive line issues, the run game is averaging 2.8 yards per attempt. We had a caller today say, where is Caleb Johnson? Where is he? They drafted him, and all we heard through all training camp was this is the perfect guy for Arthur Smith's zone scheme, and you're going to see this guy early in the season. Where is he? I like Jaylen Warren. I don't think Jaylen Warren is a number one back. That's my thought. I think he's really good coming out of the backfield. I think he's a third down back. He's averaging 3 yards a carry, and the running game is at 2.8. Where is Caleb Johnson?
He's in his own head. That's where he is. And I truly believe that. This is a kid thinking way too much. You watch how he reads his runs from the preseason. Watch how he tries to get into pass pro. Watch everything. The fumble gaffe in the Seahawks game. We're talking about a guy so far in his own head right now. He needs to get out of that. There's something going on, I think, in his head. You can tell the game's just been too fast for him when the live ball has kind of been rolled out there in games. He hasn't processed at the same level he did in college. There is something about that to be said. Now, what you could say to me is, well, he needs to play in order to get up to speed. And I think that's something to be said, too, because in practice, he looks good. So I need to see that come along. I think that's a post-buy thing, but I think that's why you're not seeing Caleb right now is he is a guy that is just so in his head in terms of the processing part of it, both in pass pro, receiving, running the ball with vision, all of that, that they are not putting him on the field because they're terrified he's going to mess up. If a guy's in his own head, you know, there's an issue there. So, and Warren's been playing so well in terms of the receiving game.
Yeah.
Where he has at times been their entire offense. So that has been kind of the big thing, I think, with the Steelers is, you know, Warren has been such a big part of their yak game when they just throw the screens and throw the flat that it's okay for Caleb to take a little bit of time right now. But he needs to – they need to slow his mind down. His mind is moving 500,000 miles a minute right now. It is going – haywire, and he just needs to slow down and calm down.
Nick, I know you got to get to the news conference, which we're going to carry live at the top of the hour, so I'll let you go. Really appreciate it. Great stuff, man.
All right, thanks for having me on, Joe. Appreciate it as always.
That is Nick Carabaugh. Got him mixed up with the Harbaugh brothers. Every time he's on, there's a name malfunction or a school malfunction.
Yeah, it happens.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
What a great man, though. He's going out. He's going out to Ireland.
He didn't tell me that, Limits. You should have prepped me for the interview. Tell me that.
He told me that before.
Oh, well. He'll see Crowley. Are they already friends or will they become friends?
I think they should become friends on this trip. Yeah, maybe they could share a pint together.
When I was in Ireland, at the end of the night in the bar, this was 1997, they would sing the Irish national anthem when the lights came on.
Really?
Last Call. Last Call was accompanied by everyone in the bar singing the Irish national anthem. It was unbelievable.
Could you imagine like bars in the south side of the North Shore? All right, everybody, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance or let's all stand.
I love it.
Salute the flag for the national anthem at 2:00 in the morning.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, well, the Mike Tomlin news conference at the top of the hour, which should be mighty interesting with the Steelers getting ready to go to Ireland. But before that, I think there's a pretty gigantic hockey story brewing around here. And who better to broach that with than Steigy? We'll talk about that next on I Almost Said Cookin' Joe, but no, it's Pompin' Joe. And you can tune in to our YouTube channel and see Pomp's cardboard cutout. It's the greatest and most realistic cardboard cutout I've ever seen, although Pomp does appear to be armless in the cutout.
He has a great smile, though, Joe.
Oh, it's
great
smile. It's perfect.
He's so glowing.
Yeah, check us out on our YouTube channel. Meantime,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
All right, we take a little break from football before we go to the Mike Tomlin news conference at the top of the hour, which we'll carry live. And that is because there's some pretty big hockey stories brewing these days with the Penguins. And the biggest one today might be the goaltender. And which one, you ask? Well, that would be Sergei Mourishov. And he was spectacular in his preseason debut. He's young. There's questions as to whether, even if he's the best goaltender in camp, whether he would actually leave camp with the NHL team. Kyle Dubas is on the record as saying contracts, none of that matter. We'll take the best two goalies. If that's truly the case, then you have to believe this kid would be one of them. He's a story. He is a story. And here to talk about that and other Penguins items is our friend Steige, Paul Steigerwald. Hello, Steige. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you guys all doing today?
We're doing well. We only have a cardboard cutout of an armless Bob Pompiani across from me, but he looks good today. He doesn't look as good as Mourishov looked last night, though, Steige. You've been talking about this kid. Everybody has for a while. Is it time? I mean, he looks like he has star potential.
Yeah, that's what I love about him. He looks like a guy who could, you know, rise to the top of the league in terms of stardom. You know, because he has flair. You know, he stops the puck. He's an amazing person. Like, if you listen to him in interviews, and he's got a really broad view of the world. Like, he likes to go out in nature. Like, you go on the Penguins app right now, there's an interview with him where he's outside talking about connecting with nature. He talks about mindfulness. And you just don't hear guys his age, and from another country, no less. And he speaks English really well. I mean, the kid's obviously very bright. He's extremely competitive. He's a winner. You look at his numbers throughout his career so far. He's always had great numbers, goals against, save percentage, and wins. He wins games. And he didn't win last night, but he certainly came very close to winning that game and made a lot of big saves to keep the Penguins from losing, until overtime. And I think just watching him on Monday at the prospect tournament in Buffalo, I was up there for that game, and they won that last game against Buffalo because of him. In the third period, he probably made six or seven tremendous saves to keep Buffalo from getting back and maybe tying the game. And that's what he does. He rises to the occasion and finds a way to win, which is a really special quality. How soon can he do that at the NHL level? That's a big question, because he is young, and that was only one preseason game in the NHL last night. So you got to see some more. I think we need more data on him at the NHL level, but he has all the trappings of being a star.
Man, I mean, all of a sudden, my eyes are more open to the Penguins than they were previously, because I could see a scenario where it's Sid and the kids, and there's a couple of them that are very interesting. He's one. Harrison Brunick is the other. And Josh Yohe, I saw, suggested he might be the best defenseman on the team going into the season. That kid flies, and I think he would be very interesting, and they might be very interesting. What do you think of him?
He has to play the first nine games. He has to. You have to see what he can do at the NHL level. I mean, the last guy I remember doing that for the Penguins who turned into a star was Chris Letang. They ended up sending him back after nine games. But he looked like he could play back then, even when they sent him down. Now, he was a less mature person at that time than Harrison Brunick is now. I think Brunick is kind of mature beyond his years. And I also think that The Penguins need that. They need a guy like him who, when he carries the puck, he just kind of gets you to the edge of your seat because you can see that he's got special skating ability and he kind of has a great strong presence on the ice. That's what stars are, and I see it. I know that's what he's going to be, and it's just a matter of when you decide to tap into it. And if they send him back to junior, I don't think that's the best course. Now, I could be proven wrong, but I think you have to find out by letting him stay for the first 9 games and be very, very willing to decide to keep him here if he earns that distinction.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul Steigerwald is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. How about the Dan Muse effect so far? I've seen quotes from some of the big boys, even Malkin and company, where this is as tough of a training camp as they can remember. Is that what you're seeing too, Steigy? And what do you think of Joe Block lookalike Dan Muse so far?
I like him. You know, I like the way he's approached things. You know, he's been an assistant for in the NHL, and he still has a little bit of that in him where he gets right down in the middle of all the drills and he's yelling at the players and, you know, pushing them to work even harder than they already are, which is really hard. Like, and what happens is, When you have that kind of competitiveness in camp, when you create that environment, then the players exponentially just continue to provide even more competitiveness. It's like they all feed off of it. And the next thing you know, everybody's killing themselves out there. And that's what it looks like. And I give Dan Muse credit for instilling that in the team and getting them to think that way. You know, Joe, the one thing about training camp, I don't know, Joe, you and I have talked about this in the past. I mean, every year it's like, oh, yeah, there's some jobs open. You know, there's at least 3 jobs open, and somebody's going to steal a job. And now you and I and everybody in the phone book could write down the names of the players that are going to be there when the opening night, and it never changes. It's always the same thing. It's the guys that have contracts. It's the guys that have been here. It's, you know, veteran players. They don't want to take a chance on younger players. We've seen it year after year, and it gets old after a while. I have a different feeling about this camp in the sense that I think they could conceivably do that, actually plug young players in and change the narrative and bring that youthful enthusiasm and that intensity that comes from competition to the team right away, right out of the gate. That's what I'm hoping they're going to do, actually. I don't want to see guys lose their jobs and their careers and, you know, be humiliated and sent down and all those things and waived. But, you know, there comes a time when you have to prune the bush. And I think the Penguins are at that time right now. I think they got enough good young players that they've got to make that kind of a step right now, not wait.
Well, let's do it then. I don't know how to pronounce any of the goalies' names, I've realized, but neither does anybody else. I guess it's Shelovs, Blomqvist, Bloomqvist, Blumquist, and Murashov. And Kyle Dubas said, this was at the beginning of camp 5 days ago, whatever it was. They'll start competing here today, and the 2 best goalies will determine who starts with the Penguins. Their contracts, their situations, none of that matters, end of quote. So give me a percent chance that Murashov is here at the beginning of the season.
I don't think he'll be here. And that's just because he hasn't played an NHL game yet. I think he'll get a sniff of the league this year. That would be it. I think Shelovs and maybe Blomqvist could be the two, but I think it'll probably be Jarry unless he's moved. Now, there's an example, like, you know, I was just saying, I mean, that kind of is counterintuitive to what I was just talking about. But at the same time, goaltending is such a difficult job in the NHL. And you got to be able to face the top shooters night in and night out. It's a mental grind more than anything, really. And I think, you know, Blomqvist has gotten enough of a taste of it now that he probably is more ready to challenge. But it just feels to me, like when this season starts, the Penguins are going to feel like they're really blessed with depth and goal, but they're going to go with Jarry, who played well at the end of the year. Now, unless he completely craps the bed, you know, in the preseason, which I don't see him doing, I think that he'll be the guy and Shelovs will be the backup. And then they might be able to, you know, eventually get around to moving Jarry. I think you need to, if you're thinking of moving that contract, I think you still have to kind of make him more valuable to other teams around the league. They've got to see that he can still win games and play at a high level, and then maybe you can turn him into a trading chip because you do have that depth. I mean, you got to operate from positions of strength if you're going to move people, and I think the Penguins have that. They have a surplus of right-handed defensemen, and they have a surplus of really good goalies. So I think they have some things they can move to get back what they need. And one thing they need is a left-hand shooting defenseman right now. I mean, if they could move Carlson for a lefty that's, you know, pretty high pedigree player, that would really help their defense, I think, right now.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Mike Tomlin news conference coming up top of the hour. We'll carry it live. One more question. Last question, Steigy, is do you feel like this ownership change, are we headed in that direction? And if it were to be the Hoffman family, would Mario be part of that in any way?
That's what everybody would love to know, because obviously if there's a new owner, then that does change the landscape in terms of what Mario's future could be with the club if there is one. And I think it's an obvious question that we cannot answer. I would be inclined to think that any new owner, if they're going to come in here, is going to make that phone call. They'd be crazy not to. So it's just a matter of what Mario feels about that. And I don't know what his answer would be, but I do know that you can't have a situation lingering like this with the Mario thing out there if you're going to get a new owner. I think you've got to have an opportunity or take advantage of an opportunity to maybe get him back in the fold somehow. Now, if that ownership change doesn't happen, I've been on record before and saying I think Fenway is doing a pretty good job. I felt that way all along. I'm sad to know that there's been a falling out between Fenway and Mario, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that they don't know what they're doing in terms of running the day-to-day operation, because I think they do a really nice job. And I think Kyle Dubas is doing a pretty good job too. And I feel like we talked about at the beginning of the show, there's a different feeling. I feel it. I feel a little bit of momentum going in the right direction here, and I hope they can build on that and as soon as the beginning of this season, not wait too long.
Actually, I have one more, Steigy. We have the Flurry game coming up, and I wonder if you have a minute or so to reflect on Marc-Andre Fleury, and I think this is really cool that they're doing this with him. Do you happen to know, is it going to be a sellout?
Sure feels that way, and tickets are going for a pretty high price too. So I would advise folks out there to look to see what you can get, because it'll be a fun night for sure. The Penguins have a knack of putting on these fun events that are really kind of electric, and the fans, I think, really appreciate Marc-Andre Fleury. We know that, and I think that they'll welcome him with open arms, and it'll be a really fun experience for everybody. Listen, Flower is a special case. I mean, he's a very, very popular player for a good reason. Another guy that just knew how to win. When you think about the grind that he went through every year, you just don't see it. I mean, the guy could play between 60 and 65 games every season. And I can think of so many nights where, you know, you saw last year the Penguins allowed the first goal on the first shot, what, 15 times?
Ugh.
You know what happened when Fleury was in the net? He made the big save on the first shot to prevent the first goal from going in. He used to do that a lot. Weather storms early and win games on home ice. I loved it, and that was the sign of a real, you know, tough, mentally tough goalie, and just a tremendous personality to go along with it. I mean, I could go on, but it's really fun to have him coming back just to have an opportunity for everybody to see him in a Penguin uniform one more time.
Steigy, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me. Take care.
There you go. Man, I hope that Murashov makes this roster right away. You just heard it. What, 15 one-shot, first-shot goals? Are you kidding me?
It was unreal. I mean, it frankly was.
Come
it
on.
Became a tradition for a Penguin game that they were going to allow a goal on the first shot.
This whole idea, and I find this across sports, of, yeah, we need to keep playing this guy to increase his trade value, even though we don't know or maybe think that he's very good. I don't care about Tristan Jarry anymore. Let's move on here. Let's put this kid in the net, and if the concern is, well, the team's not good enough around him, and, you know, there's going to be intense competition every night. He's going to be facing tons of shots. There might be a little loose defense, whatever it is, and you might crush him mentally, then he wasn't the right guy in the first place. We just talked about Fleury. That was the talk with him coming in all those years ago. I think 2003, his first game was against the Kings, and that was constant talk, and the Penguins were really bad then. Well, if it's the guy you think you're drafting, then he's got to be mentally strong to not only withstand that, but in some ways enjoy it. 50 shots a night. Here we go. Let's go. I'm up to it. I don't think these Penguins are nearly that bad. How could they be? Those were the X-generation Penguins still.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.